I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day.
He's out digging danger right now. He's out in the field. Our roving producer, Jonathan Winters, on the line with us. Hey, Johnny.
How are you guys this morning?
We're good. Where are you?
Rochester, New York, pal.
Uh-oh. What are you chasing down there?
Oh, it's a little bit of a family visit.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
We've had a wonderful Remembrance Day edition of Outdoor Journal, as we do each and every year, the Saturday before Remembrance Day. And I know every year you make a major contribution to that. So have at it, my friend.
Well, I wanted to, well, thank you. And I wanted to talk today about Frank McDougall, who was a superintendent of Algonquin Park prior to my time. He was born in Carlton Place, Angelo, and he joined the Canadian Expeditionary Force, which was basically the Canadian Army during World War One.
Wow.
So he fought at Vimy Ridge at the age of 19. And that was a terrible battle in the First World War. There were 10,600 Canadians were killed there. And he was gassed, mustard gas, and it was an awful thing, but I gather that both sides were using poison gas. And that, of course, today is supposedly a bad story from a past era, I hope. He ended up, he was hospitalized as a result of it, but this guy returned 10 days later to join in another awful battle, which was at Passchendaele, and he survived World War One, but he had medical issues related to having been gassed, so he decided that he'd work in the outdoors, and he became a forester, and eventually ended up with the Department of Lands and Forests. He got interested in flying aircraft.
Oh, wow.
And so he got his pilot's license and eventually was named as the superintendent of Algonquin Park. He had his own plane at that time. I didn't have my own plane, but he did.
I was going to say, boy, comes with one of the perks of the job, having your own plane.
Well, the interesting thing was he could fly it. If they had given me one, I wouldn't have known where to start. But anyway, he moved up in government and became the deputy minister of the Department of Lands and Forests. And he pushed on de Havilland Aircraft Manufacturing to produce a one-of-a-kind short takeoff and landing aircraft for use of the Department of Lands and Forests, as well as other applications in northern Ontario for mining, forestry, forest firefighting, and so on. So 20 planes were ordered, and that is the Beaver aircraft that you will see, that yellow bird that's at Smoke Lake every summer. He was part of the original design team for that. So it's a little bit of a tribute to Frank McDougall. You know, I think he's another one of the Canadian heroes that fought overseas, First World War, and how many people would have a distinguished career like that and then be an architect of one of the workhorse aircraft and one of the best ever made, still flying over 50 years after the last one came off the production line.
And I also find how ironic this is. Maybe I was the only one who just saw this, but, you know, you talk about Frank McDougall going on and having such an illustrious career and then moving into politics and whatnot. It's got to have maybe something in the water in Algonquin Park. Look at you. You're now producer of Outdoor Journal Radio, for God's sakes. Like,
well,
what is going on?
I think Frank's achievements were considerably better than any of mine.
I'll defer
to that.
All right.
Don't blow smoke. Don't blow smoke, buddy. Everybody out there can tell when you're blowing smoke.
My friend, always a pleasure. Travel safe down south, and we'll see you back home.
All right. Take care, and remember to stay. Everybody wears a poppy.
For sure, man. John Winters, retired park superintendent now, Algonquin Park, that is, and now the illustrious producer of ODJ Radio right here on the Fan 590. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.